to check out that there hadn't been any soap or towels in her room when she'd arrived. The desk person ripped up her bill and told her the stay was free. She was so impressed that she made Hampton Inn her company's corporate hotel and ultimately ended up on the Hampton Promise board. A guarantee of this kind is not just a feel-good device for the customer, although making the customer feel good certainly makes sense. The larger business reason for offering such a guarantee is to create an environment in which customer complaints drive service improvements. The rationale is laid out in the book Service Breakthroughs: Changing the Rules of the Game. It states that a guarantee encourages the entire organization to focus on customers' definitions of good service, not on executives' assumptions about what good service is. Reliable data about the firm's service delivery system helps identify failure points, and the guarantee invariably injects a sense of urgency into all of these activities. The end result, of course, is unshakable customer loyalty. A no-questions-asked guarantee from a service company such as Promise makes complaints mean something. Customers like the guarantee going in, even if they're a little skeptical about how hard it will be to get you to deliver on it. And when you do deliver on it, you have a very gratified customer. Equally important, the guarantee creates a financial incentive to fix the underlying problem right away. Because it costs the hotel money immediately, the problem doesn't get overlooked. It doesn't get filed away. Tying complaints to immediate payouts lowers the water and exposes the rocks relating to service quality. Because every employee is empowered to act on the guarantee, everybody is on the hook for quality. The everyday hotel workers who make or break quality and who can administer the guarantee have more pride in their own jobs and pride in the hotel. Peer pressure comes into play within the different groups to hold up their end. And if you're going to give all hotel employees the power to make a customer's stay free, a lot of power for service personnel, then you'd better train them all to do a good job. When Promise first proposed this policy, some franchisees said, "You're nuts. Deadbeats will just take advantage of us. They'll kill us." So Promise inaugurated the policy with a mix of company-owned and franchised hotels. It turned out that refunds were much lower than anticipated, averaging 0.3% of revenues. Promise also discovered that intent to return was 50% higher for customers who invoked the guarantee than for other customers. Franchisees quickly got with the program. How can you put your money where your mouth is like this and not go broke? Technology. Promise uses information technology to track unhappy customer experiences and convert them into continuous service improvements, and to prevent too many exercises of its guarantee. Complaints are tracked centrally on the chain's corporate database, so Promise management can see where the complaints are coming from. Promise can quickly identify any hotels experiencing the same repeated complaint, say unfriendly desk clerks or dirty rooms, so the company can work with hotel managers to fix the weak point. The same technology gives Promise a way to track any customers who might be tempted to take advantage of the chain's generosity. The company can quickly identify anybody who goes from hotel to hotel, claiming poor service and getting free rooms. When such a pattern develops, Promise immediately sends a nice letter to the customer lamenting the fact that the hotel chain can't meet his quality standards and inviting him to stay in a competitor's facility. The central customer database also enables Promise to track the paths of the chain's favorite customers, the regular guests. If you're a business person who stays at 4 or 5 Promise properties on a regular basis, and you suddenly stop going to any of them, you'll receive a special promotion to entice you back. The customer database of about 30 million records, which is updated every night, helps Promise personalize a stay. Everybody, the hotel, the travel agent, and central reservations, can see the individual customer's preferences. When you arrive at a Promise hotel, the receptionist knows that you prefer a non-smoking room or a double instead of a king-sized bed, or that your allergies require you to have special pillows. Promise designed and is implementing an end-to-end infrastructure for information flow. This infrastructure has enabled the hotel chain to use its information not just to handle reservations or support guarantees, but to extend the use to operational and revenue management systems that enable hotel employees and managers to make better decisions and improve hotel operations. Because of the comprehensive way in which they assist franchisees in their day-to-day business operations, Promise calls the management systems a hotel manager in a box. Training costs for a front desk person, a position with 100% annual turnover, has gone from $11,000 per employee to $3,000. Instead of spending 2 weeks in formal classroom training in Memphis, new front desk employees now spend only 2 to 3 hours in training at their hotel properties, moving Promise closer to its goal of day one performance. Employees in every hotel have a single way to do all of their many tasks, from conference room scheduling to accounting to check-in. The checkout process has been reduced from 20 screens to 3. Individual hotel managers now have access to operational and revenue management information that helps them track data that used to be available only to the corporate executives in Memphis. A franchisee who owns 10 Embassy Suites, for example, can log on to a PC every morning and see how every one of his hotels did the night before, how they stand against plan, and which came in under plan. If the numbers for one of the hotels don't look good, the franchisee can fire off an email to his hotel managers to get everybody involved in devising plans for boosting occupancies or revenues. The operational folks at Promise can see the same information and get in on the collaboration, too, offering assistance to properties that are lagging. As business needs change, the PC architecture will enable new applications to be developed at modest incremental cost, further integrating the information and activities in Promise's corporate offices and franchises. Most retail product companies take a different approach to guarantees than service companies with their perishable inventory of only so many rooms or seats for a given date. Microsoft offers the common 30-day money-back product guarantee to our customers. Like Promise, though, we have recognized the importance of using technology to capture and convert customer feedback into improvements as fast as possible. We began collecting data about customer problems from support engineers in 1985 and began the steps to create a regular feedback loop in 1991. First, we used a phone system and then developed different tools for gathering data from sources such as email, internet news groups, and the web. Then we began to consolidate the data. We're now in our third generation of computer-based customer feedback tools. The team specifically charged with using our customer feedback tools to convert bad news to good is the Product Improvement, PI team, in Microsoft Technical Services. Product Improvement is the voice of the customer. The people in this group sift through a lot of bad news and some good news all day long. They focus exclusively on what our customers are telling us that we might not want to hear, but should. They analyze customer feedback and lobby on behalf of the customers for fixes and new product features to improve the customer's experience with our software. Although they sit in the customer support group, they're not in the customer support business. They're in the product improvement business. The product improvement team has a tool for incident management and analysis that makes sense of 7 to 8 million pieces of raw customer data per year. 6 million pieces of data come from support incidents, mostly by phone, but also from the web. 1 million come in from Premier, our more sophisticated support service for enterprise customers. The rest of the customer data comes from a variety of other sources. Support engineers enter problems reported via phone into the database as they handle calls. Online problem reports go directly into the database. Emails, already electronic, are easily converted into a structured format for entry. From this database, the data is extracted in statistically valid random samplings for each product and scrubbed for accuracy and categorization. Because each problem report is weighed for both frequency and the labor involved in resolving the problem each time it surfaces, the most difficult issues bubble to the top. either by topic and product, such as the number of network problems experienced by users of